Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a spiral never ending, are we drawn toward the source? Spinning at the mercy of an unrelenting force. So we stare into the emptiness and fall beneath the weight. Circling the nexus in a fever dance with fate. Well, be the spirit that knows its own plan.
I stand for bringing us back. That's the Nexus song, the Nexus, the first one of this on the Innocent Age album, the double album that he produced. Is a great tour de force album that I encourage you to find. You'll thank me later when you buy that album. That dates me, doesn't it? However you get it today. Oh, have you been seeing what that vinyl's coming back? They're starting to press vinyl again. How about that? Never mind all that. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and we're talking about small business here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, is thethirdingredient.com. Ami Kazar is our guest. Ami is the CEO and founder of Multifunding, the author of The Growth Dilemma, brand new book that I encourage you to check out. And we're talking about how to succeed in your business by using ruthless prioritization, making sure that you, a friend of mine once said, don't major in the minors. How about that?
That's
don't
right.
Major, and, don't major in the minors. Only only major in the majors, right?
Yeah, another side point of it, Jim, have you ever met business owners or entrepreneurs who are running or managing multiple businesses at the same time?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I know everyone's different, and I respect them, and I'm not saying they're wrong, but for the life of me, I don't know how they do it.
Well, they can't do it unless they can't do it successfully, unless they've got some good teams and they delegate.
That's correct. So it's really about learning how to give up control and really picking a direction for what's important for your company. Having the emotional intelligence to realize that you can't do everything, and moving forward, one of the tricks I use in my company is that when people come to me about decisions that I don't think I have to be involved in, I respectfully tell them it's up to them. I don't care. In other words, I don't want them to think that they have to come to me as the CEO for those decisions. They have enough autonomy to make those decisions. So we live, you know, there's different tricks to the trade, but so often the problem I see, oftentimes people come to us looking for money, and because they think money is going to be the fix to their situation. And the next question is, what do you need the money for, and how's it going to help? How are you going to pay it back? And what are your priorities? And oftentimes, they can't articulate their plan, what's going on, what they're trying to accomplish, and what they need the money for specifically. And then they're not ready to go borrow money. So, sometimes people say, why the hell is the money guy talking about all this stuff? If you're going to go borrow money, you need a plan and a really good idea about the direction you're taking your company in and what the things are that you're investing in. And you can't invest in and do 50 things at once. It never works.
Well, there's no question about it. And I'll tell you this, you were talking about your employees coming to you. One of the best ways to get people to operate a little more autonomously and to give you a break and to help you become more confident and feeling better about delegating is whenever somebody brings you a problem, just you got to say, look, don't bring me a problem unless you've got a solution. You don't have to think it's going to be the one we'll use. You don't even have to think I like your solution, your idea. But I don't want you to bring me a problem unless you've thought about it enough to give me what you think we can do to fix it. And
Fair point.
And eventually, once you go through that process with them a few times, eventually they'll just handle it and they won't even bother you with it.
I agree.
And that allows them to focus on what's important, and it allows you to focus, to have more time to focus on what's important. You can't run your business if people are constantly coming in and out of your door, can you?
It doesn't work. You know, I remember years ago, Jim, when I used to do so much of the loan processing in our business, and then I was always petrified to give up control of anything. And then I just came to the realization and realized that if I didn't give up pieces of it and hand it to people, I would never be able to go and scale the business. And I was petrified of it, and mm-hmm. I did it, and guess what? It worked. So all of a sudden, you always have to be, part of your job as the CEO or the leader, is to always be trying to work yourself out of a job. And I keep trying to fire myself, and I keep finding other things to work on, which is cool.
Right.
But if you don't do that, your organization will never grow and evolve.
Well, and the other thing is, look around at you and see what you're spending your time on as a CEO of your company, even as a general manager. What are you spending your time on? And the more you're spending time on things that somebody else could be doing, that's probably making your company uncompetitive. You're probably making your company dangerously uncompetitive and maybe susceptible to failure. We'll take a quick break, right back with our good friend Amit Kazar. When we come back, he wants to talk about chaos like it's a good thing. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.